If you're concerned about the next generation, if your head is swimming with all the changes, technology, values, gender fluidity, and wonder, where's the church? What's God up to? How can things change? Stay with me. That's today on Living on the Edge.
Welcome to this edition of Living on the Edge with Chip Ingram. We are a discipleship-driven ministry on a mission to encourage Christians everywhere to live like Christians. I'm Dave Drewy, and we're doing something a little different today. As Chip just teased, it's really troubling what's happening to this next generation of young people. They're being absolutely bombarded by this culture, whether it's on social media, in their classrooms, or through the shows or movies they watch. So over the last year or so, Chip and the Living on the Edge team have felt God calling us to respond. So in this program, he and his special guest will unpack some intentional ways we're reaching this lost generation with the truth of God's Word. They'll also explain how you can make a difference in your communities, churches, and families. Well, with all that said, here's Chip to get us started.
Well, thanks so much, Dave. Many of you think we're a radio ministry, which that's how we started 25 plus years ago. And some of you only know that we're on an app or a streaming platform. And we're thrilled that we get to be a teacher of God's Word. And God's Word never returns void, so we know that's a critical and important thing that we do each and every day. But, you know, Jesus taught, and then after he taught, he gathered some disciples in groups, and then he empowered them, and they literally turned the world upside down. And right now, I think many of us feel like the world has been turned upside down, but in a negative way. What's happening with the next generation, the violence in our communities, the lack of morality, the breakdown of families. I could go on and on and on. And here's what I would say. Over the last few years especially, God has just literally tapped us on the shoulder, maybe stronger, really tapped us on the chest and said, I want you to enter into a new era of ministry and address the most pressing problems in the world today. Not that you solve them all, but you can be a catalyst. And the Lord has said to us, you have to address the issues with the next generation. The issues of truth, the issue of gender identity. You have to help parents and grandparents and pastors begin to understand how to take the truth of God's Word and apply that in a world that's very difficult. And then that led us to a ministry to pastors that we've always had, but not even remotely what we're doing today. And then finally to the number one issue, literally, in all the world, according to Luzon, is that discipleship, helping people grow deeper and stronger when a world becomes more and more hostile to the gospel. And so with that in view, we're going to change. I'm not going to teach per se, but we want to share and teach. And I've invited a very special guest because as a result of those things I just shared, we've reorganized our ministry and we've aligned it around those three things. And with me is our Senior Vice President of Discipleship, Kitty Allen. I'll let Kitty tell you a little bit about herself, but I just have to say I am absolutely thrilled with the competency that she has and how God has led her in life and ministry to sort of head up this side of the ministry to take people deeper and especially to reach the next generation. So, Kitty, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Chip. It's great to be here with you today, and I'm so excited to be able to share together with our listeners all that God is doing in and through the ministry in this season. Areas that I am so passionate about as a mom of four adult children and two grandchildren, and just really passionate about the power of discipleship when we're committed to be all in. That is what we're about, and it's such a joy to be a part of the ministry. I've been a part of Living on the Edge for over 10 years. Actually, first came in by way of a discipleship ministry that you created called Prime Movers, and then I became a ministry partner, and then as God has opened these doors of opportunity, this former marketplace leader has found her calling in ministry. So it's just a real joy to be here, and gosh, today, Chip, we get to brag on God and share with our listeners all that God is doing in this season.
Well, let's jump right in, because I am just so concerned. I have two granddaughters graduating from college right now. I have two or three middle school kids that are grandchildren. And what I can tell you right now is 30% of all middle school girls are struggling with their identity. We have an epidemic of depression, anxiety, suicidal tendencies among our young people. And so when we think about the next generation, what are we at Living on the Edge doing to begin to address that, to help parents, grandparents, and pastors say, okay, where do we go from here?
Absolutely, Chip. Well, I'm really excited about one of the new initiatives that we're starting this year, actually. It's a partnership with a ministry called Steiger International, and with their leader, Aaron Pierce. Steiger is an incredible ministry that is serving in multiple countries around the globe to reach the disaffected youth culture. Young people who would never in a million years walk into the doors of a church, but who are lost. And so they take their staff members and literally go out into the harvest and have these spiritual conversations in a very winsome way, bringing love and not hate. And just the power of this partnership as it's unfolding, we are so excited. The first thing that we're doing in partnership with Aaron is publishing his first book. The working title is Spiritual Conversations for the Non-Religious. We'll probably end up with a different title because that's a mouthful, but really, really excited to get this tool into the hands of parents and grandparents, pastors, young folks in the marketplace to help them know how they can come into a conversation and draw someone closer to Jesus through that invitation. So that's the first thing that we're doing, and I'm really, really excited about that emerging partnership. Chip, maybe you could share a little bit about how you got connected with Aaron.
Absolutely. About 18 or 20 years ago, Aaron was a late teen, early 20-something, and he started listening to Living on the Edge. He grew up in Amsterdam in the red light district. His father was a missionary, and he tells a story of walking at 5 years old and his dad saying, now don't step on these needles here and there. And they were reaching out to, I mean, the prostitutes, the people that are far, far from God that were really hurting. And out of that grew this commitment to go to people. And so they did live dramas. They do bands, outdoor concerts in 100 cities around the world, and then form teams where they really listen to the hurts and the pains. And when you see how families have broken down and disenfranchised and the worldview that young people have had, and I watched over the last 20 years, Aaron and the team literally have, I would call it the spiritual secret sauce of breaking down the barriers, communicating in a way where people that are completely closed to God or think the Bible and Jesus is irrelevant, getting in their wavelength, building a relationship, and then communicating at various levels and stages very intentionally in a way that has seen thousands of young people come to Christ, and not just come to Christ, find hope in Jesus, and then become missionaries to their own. And so we are really excited about partnering with Aaron for what that does around the world. But as I got to add a little bit into this book, I can tell you as a parent, as a grandparent, I'm learning from Aaron where the world is, how they think, and how to actually communicate in ways that are non-threatening, that gets inside the soul of young people. And I just know, Kitty, with all my heart, I'm talking to parents and grandparents everywhere I go. It's, you know, my daughter went away to college, and now she's changed her gender identity, or my nephew just came out as gay. What's going on? They went to Christian schools. We grew up in the church. People, I can't go anywhere in any room and not ask, how are your kids or grandkids doing? And I get this look of, you know, deer in the headlights. Where do we go from here? And I want to tell them there's many excellent ministries, but hope is on the way through Living on the Edge.
That's exactly right, Chip. And the fun thing for me to anticipate is how God's going to use this partnership over the coming years with Aaron and with Steiger. It's starting with a book this fall, but that's not where it ends. The big thing that we're working on is a church-based course, kind of like Alpha, but the reverse of Alpha, where we're going to train pastors and teachers and parents and grandparents and young people who are disciples of Christ to go out into the harvest and to be able to have tools and great conversation starters all at their fingertips to be able to have those conversations with the young people who are disaffected. Many, as you shared, who were raised in the church and have turned their back on the church, but also some that have never even heard the name of Jesus. And so for such a time as this, we really believe God is going to use this partnership in a dynamic way. And I'm just so blessed to be able to work with you and with Aaron to get this course started, which we will roll out next year. And in fact, Chip, we've already have two significantly influential churches that have signed up to pilot test this for us. And so the need is there and the hunger is there for us to make a meaningful difference to reach the next generation for Christ.
Well, Kitty, you know, that's sort of addressing the difficulty, the challenge, the breaking of the barriers. But the fact of the matter is there's lots of young people that love God, that are passionate for Jesus, that are making a difference. I happen to be mentoring about 8 young pastors right now that are either in their 30s or early 40s. And it's so exciting. You know, some of you are, you know, you get in your own little world and you read in the paper or see the news, and you can get so discouraged. I really want you to know that God is moving in very powerful ways right here in America. And one of the key things we want to do is mobilize them. And we have a new resource that is very, very exciting that's actually geared toward millennials that you actually have pioneered on our team, Kitty. And, you know, we live in a world where people want to know their Enneagram, right? I'm a 2, I'm a 9, I'm a 7. And they love to do personal assessments. And would you tell us a little bit about the new resource called The Real You that really is geared to motivate the next generation to discover, this is who I am in Christ, these are my spiritual gifts, this is how I think and operate, and sort of what the vision is for that in terms of helping the next generation reach the next generation?
Absolutely, Chip. I'd be happy to. So The Real You is a free online digital resource that we've been creating for the last several years. It's what we fondly call our on-mission resource offering. That, yes, it's a discipleship resource, but on-mission living out one's Ephesians 2:10 calling is part of discipleship. And so we feel that there's been a gap in that. People don't know how God has uniquely gifted them and created them. They don't know where to plug in to find meaningful service. And so for that reason, we created this. As I said, it's a free online resource. We rolled it out to our Living on the Edge family last fall, and over 20,000 people have engaged with
wow.
The Real You.
Wow.
The testimonies we have, Chip, that people have written in, literally thousands of testimonies of, wow, this is exactly who I am, and now I know what to do with the gifts and passions and skill sets that God has invested in me. So we're really excited. This resource really is for everyone, but we are gearing it in our promotion starting this fall to reach the next generation, to use this to mobilize them to be able to find their place of meaningful service, whether it's in their church or in their community or beyond, perhaps in the marketplace. And so we're really excited to see how God's going to use this. It's been a long time coming, and we're delighted to release it. And again, it's a free resource. So if our listeners are interested to check it out, you can go on therealyou.org website. And please share this with your friends and family and colleagues. We really want everyone to be able to be a part of this. And Chip, if I could, I'd love to share a couple of testimonies from among the thousands that we've received from our audience who have engaged with The Real You resource. It just really has touched my heart after all the hard work we've put into creating this resource to see how God's using it. So here's the first one. The Real You resource really helped me to refocus my life. I love the suggestions for how to serve based on the gifts God has given me. As far as the assessment goes, wow, you nailed my personality. This assessment is so thorough and accurate and is helping me to know how to use all that God has invested in me for His glory and the benefit of His kingdom. I'm so amazed you offer it free of charge. I will be telling everyone about it. Thank you, Chip.
Oh, that's great.
And then one more. I appreciate the real you because it helped me to focus my attention on where I can serve best and feel like I really fit in the body of Christ. In fact, I've only been a believer for 20 months, and I'm still feeling a little bit lost and trying to gain my sea legs. The Real You assessment has given me the confidence I need to volunteer in my church, to bring some of my God-given talents to my community and help my pastor. Thank you for your continued efforts to help Christians live like Christians. So, Chip, I hope you're as encouraged as I am by those kinds of testimonies, and especially as we think about unleashing the next generation to go deeper in discipleship, to reach their own, and to serve in the needs of their community. We really see God is using this already. And so let's shift gears a little bit and talk about pastors, what we're doing to help pastors. I was reminded, Chip, when we were in, it was back in September, we hosted the Ripple Summit at the Cove, which was an amazing gathering of disciple makers who are passionate about discipleship. And it was the first time we've ever done that, so it was really cool to see the response. So we had marketplace disciplers, we had pastors from all over the world who joined us, we had people who were committed to discipleship within the local church body. So, and we learned from one another. We shared stories and we shared, hey, this is what's working for me. And it was just such a fruitful time. But I remember keenly God touching my soul deeply, Chip. I had a conversation with Father Muti, who is an Orthodox priest from Africa, who joined us. And he was a striking figure with a very long, dark robe. And he and I had a conversation one afternoon, and he just shared just his passion and his broken heart over how in his nation of Kenya, they are losing the next generation for Christ. Economically, things are challenging, so both mother and father have to go to work, and they send their children to a secular boarding school, and they don't have influence in their children's lives. And he teared up when he was sharing that with me. And I said, Father Muti, we have those same problems and challenges here mm-hmm. to reach the next generation. And so that, Chip, is when I realized that not only is discipleship an issue for all over the world, but reaching the next generation for Christ. And so can you share with our listeners, why are you so passionate about pastors, and what are we specifically doing to help them around the world?
Well, to do that, Kitty, I would say, you know, you can always find lots of what I call rotten fruit, and you can address one after another or another, or you can go to the root of the problem and go upstream and say, what's the cause? And, you know, what we found over the last 40 years is a lack of discipleship. I can confess, you know, with fellow pastors, somehow we got the idea that success in ministry was how many people showed up on a weekend service. But the maturity of believers, we were counting how many people showed up instead of what kind of people were leaving as moms and dads and workers and neighbors. And so I had a chance to meet with the president of Luzon here just about a month ago, and they'd done exhaustive studies around the world and basically said, pastors are under-resourced, pastors are hurting. I interviewed one pastor that told me he had four friends that he knew personally that committed suicide during the pandemic. And so we have pastors in crisis, and if you have a shepherd that's hurting, it produces anemic sheep. And so if we're going to help the next generation, we've got to help pastors get healthy. We got to give them training. We need to encourage them. They have to have safe places to be with one another. And so during the pandemic, at a level like never before, we did. And it's a bit of a long story that I won't go into the fullness of it now. But what I can tell our listeners is we doubled down. We found ourselves training during the pandemic about 60,000 pastors in multiple countries, which is now mushroomed with doors opening all around the world, including the United States, where pastors have said, you know something? You got us together. You gathered us together. You gave us a resource. It's called The Art of Survival, translated in 27 languages. We have teams working all throughout the world. And when they came together in those small groups during that one-day conference, they cried, they prayed, they confessed. And the thing we heard over and over, Kitty, is, I'm not going to quit now. And so as a result of that, we're following up with what we call the high-impact church, helping pastors grow churches where lost people come to Christ, found people actually mature, and the church, far from thinking it's how many people come to the services, the church actually meets the deepest needs in the community. And that is actually happening as we speak. It's at the bedrock of reaching the next generation, training pastors, and then, of course, what we do day in and day out is teach God's Word, provide small groups, develop tools, because discipleship is at the heart of living on the edge, is helping Christians live like Christians. And it's been great to have you here, but I'd like to maybe have you share sort of the flip side. It's great to share, wow, this is what God did, but this is a new role. I mean, you have been our key discipler. You've done this with marketplace leaders, with high-capacity leaders, but this is a new division. We've reorganized around, we're going to go for broke. So tell us about your journey of staffing, finances, alignment, all that you're in the midst of. And I'm going to ask those of you listening, would you listen with ears and maybe even as she shares, start praying? Because we're committed to be a catalyst to transform how God's people live out their lives. But it's going to require a lot of hard work, and we need your help. So, Kitty, share a little bit about the journey and sort of where you're headed and what you need.
I'd be happy to, Chip. Thank you for that. As I reflect back over the last few years, you said it so well recently, Chip, that we are experiencing God's unexplainable favor in this season in the ministry. And we are seeing explosive growth, not only in the United States, but in so many countries around the world, as you mentioned, to bring these discipleship resources to support pastors. And so as a result, we have so much growth that has happened. We were running over capacity as an organization. And so I'm really grateful that you and some of our amazing board members realized, you know what, we need to hit pause and structure the organization to build capacity to meet these needs that God is clearly bringing to us. And so that's what we've done. We announced the new structure in January. And so we're about, you know, a little bit of the way in, and it's been a really fun transition. Some of us are in some new roles, including me, where I get to build a team that is all about creating discipleship tools and resources and programs to be able to fill that need that we have, not only in the church, but also reaching next gen and helping pastors. And so I oversee the broadcast team and the publishing team. We've got all kinds of great resources in the works right now, and also the digital resources that we give away for free, such as Daily Discipleship with Chip and The Real You. And we've got more resources that are in development. But guess what? That means we need people, and that means we need investment from our faithful listeners just to be able to help us to say, yes, Lord, we are willing. We are all in. To meet the need of discipleship at Living on the Edge. And so we're trusting him to bring the talented, gifted, godly people to the ministry, and also to bring the financial resources and the opportunities. Our global team alone is growing so fast, Chip, and they are running hard to meet these needs all around the world. And so when we say yes to God, he says yes to us. And so we are trusting him for the financial resources and the gifted and talented people to be able to run hard and meet these needs.
Well, thanks, Kitty. Thanks for being with us today. And to the Living on the Edge family, let me just pause and say we need your prayers. And so pray for the right staff to come exactly at the right time. Pray specifically for our financial needs. If you're a now-and-then giver, I would ask you to really pray about becoming a monthly giver. If you're someone that has a passion for the next generation and you want to see these kind of resources help you and pastors and others and the next gen reach the next gen, let me just encourage you to pray and say, Lord, do you want me to do anything financially for Living on the Edge? And if he whispers yes, then ask him how much, and then you do whatever he shows you to do. And what I know is we'll have all we need to do all that God wants us to do. But I wanted to bring you up to date and have you begin to think about how do we all make a difference? We live in a world that has become so overwhelmingly consumer-oriented, we can worry and be anxious and look inward. But give, and it will be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, back into your lap. And when I say give, give to your neighbors, give to your kids, give to helping your community get better, give and participate in your church. Be an outwardly focused, passionate follower of Jesus who is loving and holy. And God is working, and He will work. And we invite you to do it with us. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Chip. Thanks, Kitty. What an encouraging conversation about how God is working through this ministry to make an eternal difference in today's young people. Now, if you'd like to help us reach this next generation with the power of the gospel, we'd love for you to become a monthly partner. These regular gifts, no matter the amount, allow us to plan and strategize for how God wants us to put them to use. So to become a monthly partner with Living on the Edge, visit livingontheedge.org. That's livingontheedge.org. App listeners, tap donate. And let me thank you in advance for doing whatever God leads you to do. And as we close, if you want to learn more about any of the resources Kitty and Chip mentioned today, visit livingontheedge.org. Sign up for Daily Discipleship with Chip or take our online assessment called The Real You. Our website is also a great place to catch up on our latest series or share a helpful program with a friend. So be sure to check out livingontheedge.org today. Well, for Kitty and Chip, I'm Dave Drewy, thanking you for listening to this special edition of Living on the Edge. And I hope you'll join us again next time.